You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. Yeah. What's good, Silly Squad? We back again, baby. We back with another fresh and hot episode for y'all. Y'all know we get excited when we come to talk to our family.
Yeah.
If this is your first time tuning in, we would like to say welcome. You are now a part of the Silly Squad, okay? We are your cousin's favorite cousin that you be looking for at the family reunion. You're like, where that favorite cousin at? Like, what's good? So again, when you tune in, I don't care what problems you're going through, I don't care what's going on in your life, I mean, just relax, tune in, vibe with us, and you know what I'm saying, smile and laugh and enjoy life, because you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of crazy shit going on in birds. So you know what I'm saying, we just try to be at least a hour of outlet or whatever, you know what I'm saying, when y'all tune in, okay? We appreciate each and every one of y'all, so make sure you hit that subscribe button, make sure you hit that like and comment, and you know what I'm saying, tell a friend, you see that share button for our people on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and share it to a friend. We also record our actual podcast as well as put a snippet on YouTube as well. So everybody on YouTube, we need you to go to iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, however that you listen to your podcast, and go ahead and you're going to see this logo, this beautiful logo where it says Silly Girls Podcast, and make sure that you go ahead and you subscribe to us on that, okay?
Why is that like that shit DJ Khaled be putting before his and another one?
Yeah.
I'm hungover.
You hungover, girl? What the hell happened to you?
I had one too many drinks. Hey, one too many drinks.
What happened, girl?
I just had some rum, you know. Mm-hmm. With everything that's been going on in my life, I needed a motherfucking drink. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, sometimes you drink, you don't realize it done hit you. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Because the eyes looking a little low.
That shit was on me, so I'm a little...
Mm. So you had some in the club getting tipsy. Yeah. You see her eyes, y'all. They look a little low. So what, girl, what happened last night with the rum?
I had drunk a little bit.
Okay.
Chilled a little bit.
Yeah.
And slept a little bit.
Ooh. Okay.
But yeah, other than that, being hungover all as well, because shit, with these COVID numbers and this Delta variant and Lambda, motherfucking COVID in the sorority, okay?
Mm, yeah.
And we are, I'm just thankful to be able to be sitting right here with negative from the disease and, you know, being good health at this moment. So I don't have no complaints. How are you? You looking all sexy, girl. Real good girl. When you think in the itty bitty world. Yeah. You such a vibrant thing.
Yes.
Vibrant thing.
You don't want to ask me how I am.
I am.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Because y'all family, y'all know, I don't give a fuck. I think because I've been eating fruits and vegetables and
you
stuff.
Have been.
And so my sex drive is up. I've been horny every fucking day. I'm not fucking lying
she
to y'all.
Have been.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest. I really have not, you know what I'm saying, being horny like that. But for the past like 2 weeks,
yeah,
I'm serious. And I actually researched it this morning when I woke up.
It make you horny.
Yes, it said it's something about the libido, or it was something.
Can you make your sex drive go up?
Yes,
I was like, all the fruit, bitches.
I was like, because listen, I woke up and I was horny, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? So I pulled out my phone. I'm like, does eating fruit and vegetables like do something to your sex drive or something? I'm Kiki. I'm not joking.
Amazing. And you've been doing
good. I've been fucking horny every fucking day.
Every freaking day. Every freaking night. I want to freaking get your body so freaking tight. Hey, and go on with your story, my love.
Baby, I'm not lying. So
you're glowing.
I promise you, I didn't know what the hell was going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, no, bull.
No,
I was like, why am I horny every fucking day? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. Where it's like, I can't take y'all. But you know what I'm saying? I'm like, why am I horny every fucking day? And you know what I'm saying? That's what made me research. And I was like, oh, now I understand. Because it's something about the blood flow, too.
Yeah.
Or something that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh.
Has it regulated your cycles? Because when you eat clean and change your eating and take away, like, the, you know, like, with us trying to, even with me, if I change my eating, I take away from you, eating clean. It seems like when you eat clean, it regulates everything because your blood is now not in. It's like it ain't in the mix of all the extra shit. Yes. It ain't in the hood no more.
It ain't in the
It'll
hood.
It'll move to the upper, what the justice say?
Room.
No, not the upper room. That's death. I'm talking about the deluxe apartment in the sky. That's what is moving up to your
bloodstream. Yeah, but I promise you, I'm not, Kiki, what happened was I got up this morning, I was in the shower, my nipples were sensitive. And I'm like, God damn, I hate that cause nothing, you know what I'm saying, you can't rub up to it. So I'm like, why the fuck, you know what I'm saying, am I so fucking, you know what I'm saying, sensitive and horny and shit. And I'm like, fuck. Like,
poor you.
It's poor me. Yeah, it's poor me.
Poor you. Poor you.
Woo. But yeah, so my thing is, bitch, a bitch been horny.
So you been horny.
Every fucking day.
Sitting at home watching or sitting in your hall.
Yeah.
Because I got my black book for a freak to call. Pick up the telephone and dial the 7 digits. I say, yo, this Marquise baby, are you down with it? What y'all know about that? I was rapping that shit when I was a little girl.
First of all, I had no idea what the hell it was.
That's Two Live Crew, me so horny.
Oh.
I used to love Two Live Crew because they was.
I used to love them too. Yeah, she know she a freak freak. But no, seriously,
the horn dog.
I'm for the last couple weeks. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not even gonna lie.
She has been telling me for the past. I'm like, why?
Every fucking day.
Well,
that's
I wake
a good
up, thing. You got some fruit in there.
Yep.
Besides being horny, all is well.
Mm-hmm.
All is good, amazing. Cause you're glowing.
Ooh, and you are too, honey. Cause look, she got these new braids. You see them? Look, I love this color
So I got this color here for her because I was debating.
Her face, her complexion, red looks so good. I wish that y'all could see her red looks so fucking bomb on her. Like,
thank
seriously.
You.
It was when I tell you the first time, so I'm like, girl, that's your fucking color. Everybody got that color. That's yours.
Thank you. But speaking of color, if y'all want to be a sponsor, email us. Let us know. I mean, email us. You know, we'll sponsor your business. Help us help you. We're still growing. We almost a year in this thing. I can't believe we be almost doing it a year. But yeah, if y'all want to be sponsored, you know, if you know somebody that is trying to promote their business, you know, tell them to holler at us. You know, we more than able and capable of shouting them out. And go follow us again on Instagram, Facebook, and then go to Spotify, Anchor, and iTunes and subscribe. And shout out to everybody who's been fucking with us. You know, we've been getting
because y'all don't understand.
Georgia. Y'all been showing out for your people.
Listen, ATL, like real talk.
What's
we fuck with y'all. Like what it do in Atlanta.
Like
we fuck with y'all.
My new fuck with you say ain't no more play
in GA.
They
at the end they like we are from Texas, y'all. And so most of our supporters, we looked and they are from Georgia. So they, you know what I'm saying? I love that.
I
so you know what I'm saying?
Sign.
That is it?
When we blow up,
that's a Black Hollywood in Atlanta.
We might be moving to the ATL.
Hey, what's up?
No man.
Baby, what do we in Atlanta? What's good?
Ooh.
What's good? What's ATL? Like, what's
poppin'?
Here we come.
Okay. See, I
tied
it. Where that NDA
at
I signed?
Ooh.
Okay, no.
She sure will.
I just played.
She will.
No, but it might be a sign. But thank y'all. Thank you everybody for supporting us. Yeah. But Georgia, y'all showing out for the kids. So thank y'all so much. We truly, truly, truly appreciate it.
Y'all must be telling a friend to tell a friend in Atlanta.
We appreciate
Georgia,
y'all.
Whoever it is in Georgia. But however, we would like to say, bitch, I forgot. We gonna go on this to the
topic.
Okay. Our first topic is the question. Does body count matter?
No. If you asking me, does body count matter?
That's our topic. Does body count matter?
If I'm being honest, because I'm almost tipping on 4-0.
I'm tipping on 4-0.
I'm knocking on the door like I'm in the front yard almost to the porch of it. I don't feel like it matter because to me, if I meet somebody, nothing matters that happened before me. Unless it was somebody that was close to me that you fuck with, dated, or talked to, conversed with, flirted with, then that is something you should disclose to me up front. Also, if you done got your dick sucked by a man, or if you're bisexual, like, you should tell me that type of shit. Or if you carry some type of disease, like, it's certain shit that you have to tell. But I don't need to know if you fuck Lisa Kim, Angela Monique. I don't care about all that because that was before me, because I had plenty before you, and then you don't want to know my body count. period. So I don't feel like it matters unless it was on some nasty shit where you just was out here just reckless with it, just fucking every Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know, that you just want to do it, then maybe that matters. But to me personally, I don't really care about a body count as long as that body count don't involve somebody close to me and somebody, you know, within my immediate circle or a man.
Does it matter to you? Hell to the fucking no. Yeah. I'm being honest with you. And it's only because when I was doing some research, I'm going to read some stuff, y'all, but they were saying basically insecure people care the most. You know what I'm saying? I'm so secure with myself. Like, I don't give a fuck listen, because them bitches before me, nigga, they ain't shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what you wanted then, but now.
At the end of the day, like, I promise you, it doesn't matter. Whatever happened, again, that was my first thing that I was going to say. If you didn't fuck my family or my friends, I don't care how many people it was. I don't give a fuck. Like, that was your past. Why are you, you know what I'm saying, judging somebody on their past of what they did? At the end of the day, the reason why I don't care about his numbers, but because when he get with me today, I want him to already experience the whole phase. And if he did not experience that whole phase, a lot of times when he, you know what I'm saying, gets with one partner, and then it's like, oh, damn, I need to explore, you know what I'm saying, Tony, Taymor, and it's like, nah, brother. I want that to be in your past. Yeah. So I hope that your numbers is a little bit up there, you know what I'm saying? So you got all that out your system, and then now you're like, you know what, it's time to settle down, because don't try to get with me and then want to experience the whole phase. You know what I'm saying?
And then on top of that, experience is the best teacher. When you go out and you fuck a lot of people, not saying you gotta go be a hoe, but when you have different sexual experiences and encounters with different people, it shows you, you know, what you're doing wrong or how to turn certain, you know, how to turn certain parts of the body on. So when you do get with the person you're supposed to be with, you can be like, okay, well, if she said she don't like it this way, I remember when somebody didn't like that way, so I tweaked it this way, you know. And as an adult, me looking at it that way, it's like, oh, okay, it's like experience. It helps him prepare to be with me. But when I was younger, if the old me would have been like, I don't want to be with nobody that been with everybody, but that was just stupid. That was like the jealous, insecure side of me thinking that. But now if I get with somebody grown, I'm not even gonna ask him who was your last person. I'm just gonna ask you, are you fluid? Do you like men and women? Because that's important. No offense to anybody that does, but that's important to me. Mm-hmm. And I would ask him, like, prayerfully, he ain't from her. Or maybe I can just know him already. I mean, I don't know. I just hope that he ain't messed with nobody that know me or remotely close to me, because that'd be a
that
bummer.
Shit is embarrassing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's so embarrassing that just say, like, I go to the mall and I meet, you know what I'm saying, Tyrone. And me and Tyrone, like, we vibe and he got my number. And I'm, like, really loving him. You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, I bring him to the, you know what I'm saying,
the family reunion.
And he you know what I'm saying, said he done fucked my cousin. Like, God damn! You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to ask you that. Was it me and you talking and saying this that we feel like that? No, it was me and my cousin were talking, because an incident happened and I was talking to her about it. I'm going to let you tell your facts, but because you said that, I'm going to just tell you real quick what we said. So me and her were talking about an incident that happened, and I was like, you know, I just feel like I have a plethora of friends. I'm so friendly, y'all. So the followers that don't know me, I don't meet a stranger. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when I meet people, they get attached, or I get attached, because, you know, I feel like I meet genuine good people. And I feel like you can never make too many friends. I don't know why people are always saying my circle of friends is small. Bitch, open your mind and just I'm not afraid to meet people, and I know how to read people. And if I don't want you around, I cut you. I said, I let's say I meet a lot of people. And I was just telling my cousin, I was like, you know, I'm the type of person, I know people be like, I don't want to know what he did before me. But if I got a homegirl that I done met, and she introduced me to her dude or somebody she done met, and I done fucked him before, and if me and her close, I'm going to say, I'm going to tell her, like, I fucked him years ago. It wasn't shit to me, but when I was going through my phase, I fucked with him. I'd rather me tell her that than later on down the line, he slip up and be like, yeah, I fucked her before. And then it bring tension between the friendship. I'm just very upfront and honest about that. But that's when you said that, I was like, you don't want to go. I wouldn't want her to be somewhere and somebody bring up, oh, there go Kiki. Remember you fucked up? His homeboy say that. And then she looking like, what? That's my homegirl. So I feel like you have to be honest with shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be embarrassed at a family reunion when you bring Tyrone and he done fucked your cousin, Lachey. And she looking like, and they both playing it out, but then later on that line, you find out he done fucked Lachey. It's going to be like, I don't want to fuck with you, because if you keep it small shit like that, that probably won't even matter to me, but I'm glad you told me. I don't want to fuck with you, but go ahead. I just have to say that.
No, I agree, because at the end of the day, like, at least give me the option to, you know what I'm saying, to stay with you or not. Because I'm probably, if I'm already in love, I'm probably like, God damn, how long ago was that? I didn't want to fuck with you, but shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm in too deep. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, sometimes just go ahead and be honest and say it. Because again, like I said, if you held that from me, then I'm never fucking with you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if you tell me it's a possibility, you know what I'm saying? It's like that. Because I don't know.
Because I can easily think that you didn't tell me, or you and her still fucking with me.
Right. Or you still want to fuck with her? So it's like, nah, I don't like that.
Just because you don't think that it's important to tell somebody something, don't automatically assume that it's not okay that the other person is thinking like that. Because I don't mind you telling me, because I'm still going to make the decision I feel like it's best for me. But I'm going to appreciate your honesty. Like, don't sit around me and my dude for I don't know how long.
That part.
You done suck this dick before.
Because listen, and then I'll be honest with you. Like, seriously. If, you know what I'm saying, fuck the dude, because I'm, you know what I'm saying, he'll come and go. But you, you know what I'm saying, you my cousin, you my friend, mm-hmm. and you fuck my nigga, and you ain't say a motherfucking thing.
And it was before she fucked her nigga before. I'm over the fuck. Nigga. But I'm just saying, still tell
bitch,
her.
Bitch, listen. Now, I'm going to leave him. But I'm going to fight this hoe.
Because you should have told me.
Bitch, you should have told me.
Way before. We not saying that she going to fuck him while she with him. But you should have told me. I mean, let me know.
Bitch, like, for real. It's like, go ahead and square the fuck up. Okay, I'm sorry.
Because Dallas is so small, because we're in Dallas, Texas. So sometimes you run into situations where it happens like mm-hmm. that, but.
That's why we always say we want our dude from, and not in Dallas, or not Texas. Because, and that's the only reason, is because I don't want, you know what I'm saying, like I said, let's be honest, we all grown, you know what I'm saying, and so like when you get to a certain age, I can see like we was 20, of course you probably ain't had that many partners or whatever like that, but it's crazy as hell to think that at our age, you know what I'm saying, in our 30s, that we're like, oh, if you had a lot of partners, first of all, if this man was single at a certain point of time, like of course, he probably was having sexual experiences, you know what I'm saying, as a teenager, you know what I'm saying, so again, it's like, to be honest, and all the people who look at this and they be like, girl, you know what I'm saying? I don't want my man to have... First of all, you boring. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, not trying to be funny, but... Baby, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been fucking since I was
17. Girl, like, what you been doing, sis?
I've been fucking since I was 17 and a half years old.
Because you know what? And what I always say, 40. What I always say, like, when you become that old lady in that rocking chair... And you just rocking. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Some shit to tell.
You need some stories to tell. You don't want to... I don't want to sit in that rocking chair and say... I wish when I was your age
I would have,
you know what I'm saying, laid it down and spread it wide. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to, you know what I'm saying, enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Don't care what nobody else saying. I'm not saying that you need to tell the world who are you fucking. No. Listen, that is your personal business. You know what I'm saying? Kiki don't post tell me every fucking body that she delayed, you know what I'm saying, with whatever. That is her personal business.
I am.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, I don't give a fuck.
I'm
you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, the fact that is your personal business, but don't, you know what I'm saying, be like, just because you're, you know, think somebody judging fucking people, but anyway.
Yeah, it's so much with that. I'm gonna say that, I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna let you tell
that. I'm just saying,
because sex is like, it's amazing.
Because this goes what you said.
Okay, go.
On shessinglemag.com, they said, men want women who know what they're doing, yet cannot come to terms with the fact that it takes practice to get through.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, they want...
Basically, a woman that know how to suck them up and fuck them up, but they don't want to know that she fucker running by Bricky and Mike to learn all these tricks. Which is crazy, because my thing, if you meet a woman who hasn't been touched like that, perfect. Mm-hmm. But 9 times out of 10, you're going to be trying to say, and she may not be boring, but you, some, I done, dudes that done been with women who only been with one person, they mind wonder about mm-hmm. something else. That's why it's always good to see what you like, so that when you with that one person, your soulmate or your person, that you ain't got to worry about it, because you like, I done had them before, now I can do everything that I did with them with him. I mean,
but you know what? I didn't saw, especially even on social media, was in some groups or whatever, uh-huh. a lot of women that only had like one or two partners, like they were saying how that they weren't that experienced. And even if it is just that one person,
they doing it the same way.
It's like really not any type of variations of it. And it's like,
and we're not saying that let's just say you had sex with your first and y'all got married. Thank you. Yeah, that's good.
Y'all lucky.
Good. I'm just saying, but spice it up. Like, you can always watch videos or talk to friends and use your imagination to explore in the bedroom. Because even when I was younger, like when I first went to college, I only had one partner, and that was my first or whatever. And then I had my second, I had my second in college, and it was still like the first, you know, we were kids, you know, it was my first, but we were still fucking around for years. And then when I tried somebody else, I'm like, okay. But then, honey, once I got to my whatever number, it was, I don't know what number it was. Not a lot of numbers.
I only had sex with 3 people, y'all. That's it.
In real
like,
life.
3 people. That's it.
Yeah, and I only had sex with 4. So when I got with that fourth person,
I
was like,
you know, that's the magic number.
When I got with the fourth person, I'm like, well, shit. Mm. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, he was the type of person that, let's try this. When other people are more reserved, and I get, I know that with times, the times have changed, sexes, you know, people become more sexually, you know, comfortable in their sexuality, so I get it. But I'm just saying, don't knock nobody who done had a bunch of people before you. Now, if their dick ain't getting hard and it's limp, then that's something totally different, because he done is tired. But if he ain't, if he knocking it down, why does it matter if he who he did before you?
So, yeah, to us, body count does not matter. Like, let me say this. When you are young, of course, it's going to matter. Like, let me say this. If I was 18 and this 18-year-old and being with, like, 7 people, I'm like, hey, you know, like, ugh.
But again, we still kids.
Like, yeah, we kids. You just started having sex. But again, when you are in your 30s, it's like, it's impossible to think that this man or this woman has only had, like, 1 or 2 experiences. You know what I'm saying?
And my thing is, do what the fuck you want to do with your vagina. Crazy. Do what the fuck you want to do with your penis. At the end of the day, what you want to do is your business. Like she said, you ain't got to tell everybody. You ain't got to disclose nothing.
That's
your business. Do what you want to do and just live your fucking life. Yeah. But when you get with somebody, don't be mad at them if they experienced life and you didn't.
Because to be honest, it's like, why, you know what I'm saying? Just so like, if a dude... Because we know a lot of times it really matters to the dudes. Like, most women, we already know that these niggas be out here fucking everybody. But to a dude, sometimes they'll look at... Because I was reading something else and they said that a dude will look at a woman if she had a lot of, you know what I'm saying, past lovers that... It's something like where she is the they said something about a key that opens all the doors. Something, it was something like that. And it was like, but that is so fucking
They don't want her to be touched.
But you, because you want her just to, you know what I'm saying, like, just be on it with you. But it doesn't matter, fellas, if you
like that, then move the fuck around and let somebody else key open her door. That's gonna really unlock her door. I mean,
women should not be ashamed.
It should be, because sex is just like, I mean, you gotta have experience for jobs. You ain't getting hired if you ain't got experience. So I mean, do you shit so you can get that job.
Again, y'all boring. If you're, okay, I ain't gonna say they boring.
We don't say
they
just boring. I ain't gonna say y'all boring. Because we're just so in tune with our sexuality because we're older now, you know what I'm saying? But back then, we weren't doing that, but then we went through a phase where we were like, we finna figure this shit out, you know what I'm saying? But now we're just like, okay.
Our research is saying
we know we like it, what we don't like, and we ain't knocking nobody who had they phase when, whenever they had it. Like she said, I'd rather them had it before they got me versus get with me and realize.
Because I know a lot of married people. You know what I'm saying? They get married and then they want to have their whole phase.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do that. Do not do that to somebody where you know what I'm saying, you get and lock them down and then now you want to have 10 bitches. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
And like they realize that they say, I do. They're like, damn,
it's like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, get that out your system
before
you know what I'm saying, you commit to these women. But anyway, you got something else you want to say about that?
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and jump into our letter portion of the show. If you would like to write us in, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com. You also can DM the Silly Girls Podcast page on Instagram as well. Kiki's going to go ahead and kick us off with the letter.
Because it does go down in our DMs. For real. Okay, so this one says, hey ladies, my name is Greg and I'm from ATL. See, look.
They love us.
I saw y'all show love to us on your IG, and we do love y'all in the A. That's actually what made me write you. Ha, ha, ha. I read this so dry. Sorry. Okay, I must say, you two are beautiful women, and I'm still shocked you are single. If I was straight, y'all could get it. God damn. You know what I'm saying? My question is, do you think it's okay if your partner wants to take a break in the relationship? I am a gay man, and one of my female friend's husband wants to take a break. I told her that was the craziest shit I have ever heard, but I wanted to throw this question to your podcast. Love you, ladies, for real. Monique voice. Thank you for writing us all the way from the A. We just were saying this. in this recording that the A show us love. So thank you. And baby,
now to her, our replies, go ahead for the people on YouTube, go ahead and go over to iTunes, Spotify, Anchor to listen to the rest of this podcast. Okay, now for everybody else who's still listening on the actual podcast app, basically, first of all, what up, Greg? I'm George. What's his name? Greg or George?
I don't know. Did I
give
him? No, he didn't say his name.
Yes, he did. Let said it. Okay, anyways, to you, I think it was Greg. What up, Greg? What's going on? Like I said, we love y'all from the A. What's good? Thank you so much for writing us in.
Greg.
It was Greg, yeah.
Sorry,
Greg. And so, now, you said that basically your friend's husband wants to take a break, and you said this crazy shit. Greg, I agree with you. That, listen to me, and it's just for me. Like, if okay, when we said I do, you know what I'm saying? I want to be with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we working through whatever it is. So if we have a problem in our relationship, I feel that we should be able to work it out. You know what I'm saying? Together, like,
yeah.
For me, the time, like, when you know, when you apart from somebody, it's like, It builds up more, like, you know what I'm saying?
Distance.
For, mm-hmm. And so it's like, now I think that a break in a marriage, your friend's marriage, that ain't something I would do.
My thing is, again, hey, Greg, sorry I missed your name, but as far as I don't believe in breaks. I feel like when you take a break, that's just like, you hear about them celebrities, they together, they take a break, and mm-hmm. you get a break baby. So it makes it okay for them to come back with the baby because y'all was broke up. I just feel like if you have to take a break from me like that, then we don't need to be together. Mm-hmm. Because in relationships, you have to have communication to work things out. Especially with a marriage. He wants a break in a marriage. Who the fuck? Did they say that in the vows? Through sickness and health, through time, we need to take a break.
Right.
They don't say that shit on there. So no. I feel like if it gets to a point where you feel like, I need a break. No, you need to go see a marriage counselor. Y'all mm-hmm. need to go seek some kind of help to see what the root of the problem is, and then determine then if y'all need to break up. First, it's a break. Ain't nobody finna be taking no breaks. And I can just only speak for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in breaks because I feel like when you take a break, in the midst of that break, you bring other problems in the situation because you truly ain't taking a break for yourself. You either ain't taking a break to go fuck with Ray Ray, or you either taking a break to go fuck with Shay Shay.
Hmm.
Just to make your conscience clear. So, Greg, you told your friend right, and I'm pretty sure her husband mad that you probably gave her that advice, but she really shouldn't allow him to take no break because he should have been saying, well, what can we do to fix this? Mm-hmm. Before he said take a break. And since he doesn't have a solution to him, which is probably the problem, then she needs to go down to the Atlanta courts.
Mm-hmm.
And file for either a legal separation or a divorce, because that's ridiculous to me. I don't want no man who wants to run. If he Forrest Gump and he always running and shit, absolutely not. So, Greg, tell your friend, actually pay this episode
right
for her. Sister, girl, sis, don't allow nobody to take no break on you in your marriage. If he can't seek, if he wants a break from you, then he needs to be away from you, like, bye.
Because
I'm pretty sure you ain't did shit that bad to make him want to have a break. You want a break, go in the other room and take your ass a nap.
What's up? Yeah, I don't care if it's a marriage or a fucking relationship.
Absolutely.
If you want a break for me, bitch, that's a break up for me. Like, that's what break is.
As soon as you say that, I promise you, because
as soon as you say that, I'm not joking. Like, for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, well, this relationship is over because, again, you're not willing to sit here and work it out with whatever that it is. Like, whatever it is, I don't give a fuck. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, seriously, like, you know what I'm saying? That you want to be, you know what I'm saying, be away from me. I don't want a man that I love, you know what I'm saying, wholeheartedly to be away from me. That shit that can't fly with me. It probably can fly with some other bitches, but me... Nigga, when you say you want to break, nigga, we breaking up. That's what the fuck
and
it is.
When I hear somebody say they want to break from you, I just hear you saying you don't want me no more. Mm-hmm. So, Greg, thank you for writing in. Thank you for being a good friend to her and telling her the truth, because, no, that to me, that just don't sound right. But if y'all listening to this letter, I wish you probably are, you still listening, write us in and tell us what you think. Are you okay with taking a break in your relationship, in your marriage? Write us back and let us know. So, Charles, you want to jump into this next topic?
Yes, ma'am, honey. Our next topic, we talking about jealousy in relationships, friendships,
family,
everything. So basically, as far as the jealousy in relationships, I had some notes that I have got from a website, medium.com. It said that all emotions, including jealousy, carry important messages. Often what jealousy is trying to tell us is that we feel inadequate. It is a painful message as it threatens one of our primary needs to be accepted. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, jealousy, speaking as a person who has a jealous trait, I don't know if it's just something that's, I'm not really in, I'm into zodiacs, but I don't know. I used to have a real jealous spirit. Yeah. Like, because I'm so territorial behind friends, my men. Like, anything would trigger me, and I'd be so jealous. And I had to pray that up off me, because it's really a sickness. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it'll play with your mind and have your mind thinking all kind of things. I had to pray that spirit up off me, because I didn't like it. Because I'm like, why am I jealous of this when I don't have to be? You know what I'm saying? It's just something that the devil uses to keep you in a funk and like in a hole to work. Because when you jealous of shit, you can't be happy for people. You can't be happy for yourself, because you too busy worried about and jealous of what somebody else got going on. Jealous, it's like I said, I used to be a jealous person, because I was so territorial, especially with my men. Like, anything would trigger me, and it would fuck up my spirit and my self-image, because I was so insecure and jealous of other shit that I had no business being jealous of. And it's like, I prayed that prayer every damn day. I hated it. Like, I did not like that spirit. But I'm not ashamed to say I felt that way, because I feel like it's my testimony. Yeah. Like, I don't want to ever feel that way again.
Because you're saying that, but it's, like I said, so many other people listening, and they, you know what I'm saying, they deal with it too. Because the main, as soon as you say insecure, that's the main thing, you know what I'm saying? It has rooted in low self-esteem, insecurities, a lot of that. Because basically, like, just like with your man, like, we don't own nobody, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, you know, like, a lot of women get jealous if they see their man looking at other women, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. And it's like, for me, first of all, because, you know what I'm saying, he is my man, does not mean he's still not a man. He doesn't have eyes.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Just you know, it's going to be so many beautiful women in the world. And just because you are my man, I'm not telling you, please, first of all, look at her. It's nothing wrong with looking at another woman's, you know what I'm saying, body or anything like that. Nigga, you are a man. You are a straight man that is attracted to women. So, of course, you're going to be, you know what I'm saying, look at other women's body. As far as for me, I'm so secure where I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, look at that.
Just be respectful.
That's what I was going to come to.
Yeah.
It's a respect thing where it's like, you know, if she passed by, I'm not tripping on you. Turn your head looking at her. You know what I'm saying? That shit doesn't bother me. Because, again, like I said, I'm probably like, damn, shit, you know.
I don't look too shit.
You know what I'm saying? That bitch over there fine. You know what I'm saying? So, again, that is totally, you know what I'm saying, okay. But a lot of women, you know what I'm saying, where they be like, damn, why you have to, you know, it's like, it's something in them where they probably wish they had her warm, her shape, and she's mad, you know what I'm saying, you know, she's mad that he's, you know, checking her out, or she, you know what I'm saying, is intimidated by this lady who's walking by. And you know, it's a lot that's, you know what I'm saying, rooted in there, where it's like, girl, he's a man, he's still gonna look, just because I'm with you, I'm still gonna be attracted to other, you know what I'm saying, men, where I'm be like, even though I'm gonna have only eyes for you, it's still going to be other handsome men out there. You know what I'm saying? But again, it's about acting on it. Now, if you was acting on it, be like, hey, a whistle, then it's a problem. But you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that, where it's like, the first thing, you got to be secure in yourself. You know what I'm saying? When you secure in yourself, you wouldn't give a fuck if your man looking at another woman, anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of jealousy comes in relationship when a person have been with, like, just for example, like with me, dudes I was in, I was cheated on me. And I feel like I did what I was supposed to do in a relationship to prevent, you know, not say to, let me make sure I do this so he won't cheat. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when they do stuff like that, although it's your security and you should hold it sacred, but when you love somebody like that, you think they think in the world of you, and they do that to you, it make you question, well, what did I do? But as you get older and you realize it's nothing that you did that caused that person to do what they wanted to do, then it kind of helps you to not be as jealous and so insecure, and you can move forward. You know what I'm saying? But when you don't really know that, and you kind of question, well, what is it about me? And you know, you go through that phase of wondering that, then that's when that insecurity take place. Now, if he being too disrespectful, then you get slapped in your motherfucking face right there in front of everybody. I mean, I don't know how to keep my hands to myself, y'all. But I don't have no problem muffing the shit out of you. But where you show out, I show out. You know what I'm saying? So don't be disrespectful with it. But because if I see a nice looking man, I'm going to probably giggle because I'm goofy. Like, they're like, damn, he cute. Because I be want to say it out loud, but I can't say it or whatever. But it's just, you just have to know your mates.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know, the main thing is also, They even said, which I say it all the time, a little jealousy is healthy.
Okay.
A little jealousy is
not
healthy.
Not a stalker. You know what I'm like saying? Crazy
like, you
jealousy.
Know, like, just say, like, oh, hold on, girl. Hold on, girl. That's my man now. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's like, because, again, this is somebody that I love. This is somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Like
that,
I am with Nas, and you be flirting with him?
First of all, let's go. Do we need to bring Nas back up and fight on this camp?
We're not going
to
do that.
Okay, because I was going to say, I've been in love with Nas as long as you have.
And she never
you know
told
what I'm saying? No. Hold on, listen. I have been in love with Nas ever since the first time I laid eyes on this man. When I met Kiki in college, y'all, and she was, me and her talked about this. I had told her before, but she is so overly to the top in love with him. I just never talked to her about him.
You know, you so sweet.
Like, bitch, okay. But I'm like, that's my husband. That's been my husband.
Well, we sure. We sister wise.
Exactly. We sister.
We don't mind.
We don't mind. Like,
now I'm just playing, but go back to what you said.
Yep.
Go back to what you
but
said.
But yes, but no, seriously, a little jealousy, you know what I'm saying, is healthy, where it's like, you know, you should curl. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That, you know what I'm saying? It's a thing of like, I curl that he's not over here talking to, you know what I'm saying, these women or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some healthy jealousy.
When he don't curl, yeah. He just don't give a damn, then that's when it's like, man, yeah. why you don't feel, you should feel some kind of way that men are, you should feel some kind of way if a man, what's the example I'm trying to use? Like, you don't curl that. What's the example I'm trying to use, Charles? Come on.
So basically, like, just like we at an event, and you see my man see me over there talking to a dude for more than 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I'm smiling, I'm giggling. He should be a little like, you know what I'm saying?
He should walk up like, how you doing?
Yeah.
And he'll kind of show you my man. But the fact that you're like, I don't give a damn what you're doing.
That's the part I'm talking about, where it's like, that you need to be a little jealous, because if you're not sure, you don't give a fuck, then do you really care? You know what I'm saying? So that's why they said a little jealousy is healthy, but when it's taken to the extreme of,
you
know what I'm saying?
You don't want him going
out.
Like,
you don't want him. Yeah. You don't want
him
doing these motherfucking things. You got to be like Velcro. You know what I'm saying? Or going every fucking world with him. Like, any fucking event, you got to go with him. It's like,
let the fellas
be, you know what I'm saying, by himself sometime. God damn.
I wouldn't even feel comfortable being around my man. Unless I'm at home in a room and all his partners that came over, they watching the game. I'm probably still going to be like, hey, I'm finna leave and I'll be back. Let me know when y'all done. Unless I'm in a room with the door closed. But I'm going to let them have their privacy. Like, I don't want to be, I would love to spend the majority of my time with my man, but he needs to have that space to where he can go do his thing. You just have to trust that he gonna respect you and what he do when y'all ain't, when he ain't around you, and you should respect him in the same manner.
And then it's also basically pick somebody that you can trust. When you pick somebody that, for real, like seriously, like me and Kiki, I was saying about our previous partners, they weren't trustworthy. You know what I'm saying? So of course, you know, everything that they fucking did was gonna make us jealous, because bitch, they was always fucking up. You know what I'm saying? So again, like I said, it's about now, you know, picking somebody that you can trust, and it will eliminate a lot of that jealousy.
That's right.
Because it's like, but that girl, I trust Tyrone. That nigga, you know what I'm saying, girl, I already know that. You know what I'm saying? Basically, when you trust him like that, you know he ain't do shit. That jealousy kind of just, you know, dims down.
The cutest thing happened when I was in training at work. Right. So, like, I trained, like, the trainers were introducing themselves, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, the trainer that was in there with me, I just love him. He's a Caucasian man. His name is Steven. He's so goofy. But he was saying, yeah, like, yeah, my name is Steven. And he said his last name. He said, da-da-da-da. He said, I'm a happily married man. And when he said that, I just smiled at him so big. And my homegirl at work, she wrote me on the chat. She was like, I can't wait for a man to be saying he's happy. And I knew he said it with so much, like, it just rolled off his tongue. Like, he meant it. Like, you could tell that he was, like, so happy that he was married. So he like, I'm a happily married man. And he was just saying all that. He was just bragging about her.
Yes, Steven.
And I was like, see, that gives you hope.
Yeah.
Of what, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, and she works with us, but she's not in the same area. He was like, we've been at the same company. They've been like 13 years, he said, but she was there first. But she was like, hey, they paying good money off her. Come on over here and do this over her. And so the same thing with him. When he worked at another company, he brought her. He's like, it's just, true enough, I don't know what goes on in their marriage. Mm-hmm. But if I have to just bet on it, I know that without a shadow of a doubt, he loves every fiber of that lady being. And the way he said, just said, happily married man, that he was screaming from the mountaintop. Like, it just made me smile, because you have so many relationships, so many marriages that they marry and they post them pictures out on social media like they happy, but they in them DMs. Mm-hmm. They in somebody's bed. They in somebody. They everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So to see a man be proud and say that, it's like, it was refreshing.
Yeah. You know what? Let me say, when you get with somebody, like, seriously, you want to be their prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be their trophy. And so it's like, whenever the man gets with you, you want him to basically, like show you off, like, this is my, you know what I'm saying, wife. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Basically, like, this is my life partner. This is the one. You know what I'm saying? This is her. So, again, like I said, for him doing it, it's, like, reassuring, like, damn, okay, like, he really, truly is in love.
When
and
he,
love
I'm saying, when he said that, girl, my face turned so red.
When I see shit like that, I'm just a, you know what I'm saying, a hopeless romantic. I'm always happy to see people in love. You know what I'm saying? Like, in real love bliss. You know what I'm saying? Where it's, like, not the, like I said, the fake shit. Again, that's why I'm still single, because I'm waiting on the real love bliss, and I just know, you know what I'm saying, settling. But so many people now, they're settling in relationships, and so they're jealous and insecure. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they really don't, not even posting their mates on social media.
And girl, stop coming to, and it be the women coming to women as a woman. Barbara and Shirley, stop it. That's a jealous and insecure shit, bitch. Reach out to your husband. Yes. Cause clearly, if you had to reach out to me, you already know it's something wrong. Talk to him.
Yep.
And to get your answers. Cause at the end of the day, that's who owe you. Who set the vows to you? No, not trying to be funny. No disrespect to no married women listening to this. No disrespect, but your husband took them vows. That's who you need to discuss it with. You shouldn't have to step outside your body to talk to another woman about what your husband done did, because he did it. And a conversation don't even have to be had, because, I mean, of course, the bitches be reaching out to the wives and being disrespectful. Then, you know, you had that conversation like that. But I'm saying, don't ever go to no bitch about what your husband, because if you have to reach out, you already know your answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that type of stuff is what builds them insecurity. But I just have to say that man made me feel so proud when he said
that. Yeah, I love it.
It was beautiful. I could tell he was securing his situation.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also some steps to help with the jealousy.
Okay.
It says to rewrite the story that you've been telling yourself. So, you know how, like, just say that we've been cheated on and all this stuff, or, you know, now we just have to rewrite whatever the fuck we've been telling ourselves. Like, all men are not cheaters. You know what I'm saying? All men are not disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically just rewriting that story again.
Deprogramming and cleaning out your thoughts.
Just because I had some cheaters, bitch, I know every man not a cheater out here. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a slim to none.
They lying.
You know what I'm saying?
They're tigers.
Oh my, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So again, like I said, I don't care how many times I got cheated on, I still know that it's still some faith for me in that.
I agree.
Again, you know what I'm saying? I know it's not a lot. I'm not from the front. It ain't a lot, but I do know it's some after. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then also says use positive self-talk. So, you know what I'm saying? Just saying, like, you know, girl, you know what I'm saying? You bad. Bitch, he don't want nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Or bitch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that it's all right, girl. Stop, you know what I'm saying, being mad at that man. You know what I'm saying? For something that he haven't did yet. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, just
building up that shit in your head. It ain't happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then another one is understand that you are the shit.
That's it.
Understand that. Basically, listen, because I know I'm the shit so much, I'm like, bitch, when you come over here and I put this mask on you, I mean, you're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? What's good?
When you're confident in yourself, it's just like, hey, I'm going to do what I'm going to be the best me. Mm-hmm. And if he fuck up and, you know what I'm saying, don't appreciate the best me, then it's his loss. But when we sit around and wait for the fuck up to happen, you go looking through the comments to see if he done come. And, you know, you're stressing yourself out over shit that ain't happened, then you'll be unhappy. And as we see, life is too short. People just dropping like flies. So, you know what I'm saying? Today, if you one of those ones who be thinking about the worst, what's the worst can happen, worry about the happy that's happening right now. When you get to that worst, then worry about it then.
So, now, what do you think about jealousy in friendships? We talked about relationships.
I used to be a jealous friend, but jealous because I was territorial, like, that's my friend. But I was like, bitch, she can still be your friend and other people's friend. I'm telling you, I had to grow up like that, because I'd be like, bitch, why you doing that with her? You ain't doing it with me. But it's like, I'm a social butterfly, and I have so many friends. But then, when my best friend, like, get a friend or something, I'd be like, why you talking to the hell like that? But it'd be in a joking way, because I was like, she's a great friend to me. So if she could be a great friend to somebody else, people need great friends. They can never take my spot in my position with my best friend. So, you know, you have to, as you get grown, you realize, bitch, can't nobody come between these. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you're having fun, you have a hee-hee-ha-ha laugh with her because you have something in common with her. I can't be mad at that because I'd be crazy to think that people wouldn't want to be my best friend because she dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So why would I, you know, I tell them hoes back, hey, you need to remember who she belonged to, bitch. I'm letting her out, letting her roam a little bit, but don't get too carried away. You know, but because I value friendships, you know what I'm saying, I've learned to be not so clingy and got my claws in her and, you know, allow her to have other friends. Like it's my man. Look, I'm in the therapy. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm saying that to say because I don't want to ever make her feel like she makes me feel like I'm being funny with her. She makes me feel some kind of way because she's friends with somebody else. Because she's a great friend. And people need to deserve a friend like her. But just they need to know that they can't take her from me. So, like, with you, me and you are super, super. She, like, my best friend is my best friend. She's going to always be my best friend. Nobody will ever have my best friend spot. But you and I are super close. We really, really close. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot in common. I love you just as much. Like, no, I love her. You know what I'm saying? But that's my best friend. But people are like, y'all not best friends? No, we're
every sisters. Every time somebody say, they be like, oh, you sisters. And your best friend have this podcast.
We're sister
friends. I'm like, I said, baby, don't you ever say best friend to Kiki. I said, baby, because her not best friend, baby. No, because
we've been best friends for so long since we was kids. You know, it's like one of them things where it's like, I don't want to ever lose her. She don't ever want to lose me. So we make sure we remind her, like, bitch, you know what time it is. But we don't mind, like, it'll come a long way. Where I used to get, like, when she gets somebody, I'm like, bitch, ain't your friend, fuck her. And when she come out, like, hey, girl, and I tell her, I text her, I don't like that hoe. You know what I'm saying? But that was on some crazy shit. But, you know, I don't mind. But it's a lot of friendships that are jealous, that are jealous. And my thing is, when you have a solid friendship and you know your friend, why are you mad because she cool with somebody else? Like, let her, I mean, if you want to join and go. But it's like, let people be great.
Yeah. For me, basically, I just want people to be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, again, what I'd say earlier about the man doesn't own me, I don't own him.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't own none of my friends. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are living our lives. It's like, I want you to experience so many different people in this lifetime. You know what I'm saying? I could care less if you get close to anybody. To be honest, I want you to get close to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, because again, like I said, my spot ain't going no fucking world. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I'm your best friend, or I'm your friend, or I'm your, you know, sister, whatever. You know, so it's like, I'd love to see my friends having, you know, times of their life with every fucking body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I've never got, like, where I'm like jealous of, you know what I'm saying, like a friend, you know, hanging out more with somebody, or, you know what I'm saying,
they
doing other stuff,
coming.
You know what I'm saying, where it's like, oh dang, she laughing more with her. It's like, so who gives a fuck? At the end of, everybody is totally fucking different. You know what I'm saying? When I'm around certain, first of all, I think I'm like probably the I make everybody think that they are a comedian. Every one of my friends think they're a comedian when I'm around them. Because I laugh at every fucking thing that people say.
Shut the fuck up. Because you got to say, look. So you can make me think it's funny. And I'm not, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, I make every, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, you know, something that I bring to a friend. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, because I find, you know, laughter in every fucking thing. It's probably something that somebody else would listen to them and they'd be like, that bitch ain't funny. But I'm like, bitch, I was rolling. You know what I'm saying? So, again, like I said, I feel, just allow, you know what I'm saying, people to just experience different human beings. You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Especially in friendship, bro. It's like, when it's too much jealousy, it could cause a rift in the friendship. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you know, why in the fuck is it any type of
problem,
jealousy, or, you know what I'm saying, anything? Again, like I said, that's some shit that you got to check with yourself.
And then on top of that, I'm the type of friend, like, all my friends know my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
All my friends know my best friend. Like, I be like, well, I introduce them, like, we go to something. Like, I just want everybody to be cool. So in the event that we all in the same room, nobody feels like somebody's being funny. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just feel like when you have friends and you have a good bond, you can introduce them to your other friends, like, so we can be a whole group family of friends. So when you have, like, gatherings or baby showers or weddings, when y'all see each other, it won't be awkward. You know, like, you can sit somewhere and sit. Like, I remember meeting you somewhere. You know, like, when your friend came to your birthday, I like trust of friends. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I remember her. We just laugh. It feels natural. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'm sitting there like, damn, she talking to him and ain't talking to me. So if you have a friendship, if you jealous of your friends like that, you need to work on that, because you have no reason to be.
Yes,
if you a good friend to your friend, you should know that your friend not going nowhere.
Because it be shit that I can tell you that I probably won't tell now one of my best friends, or it should be that I can tell them and I won't tell them. You know, listen, I don't give a fuck if you don't tell me certain shit, because again, like I said, you have a different relationship with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the one where it's like, bitch, you got to tell me every fucking thing. Bitch, I don't need to know everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's okay that I don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool, you know. But again, like I said, y'all, stop being so jealous in relationships and friendships, and let these people be great.
Jealousy is not God. Like, that ain't nothing but all of Satan. So if you're trying to walk like Christ, get this shit up after, you know.
Yeah.
Why I cuss while I said that?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Mm. Okay, so y'all know what time it is.
Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you.
Rando, rando, rando.
We got something random for you. Yeah. You know what
over here, my, yeah, I know you was. Okay, so my rando is, I hate when people don't put the letters behind the numbers. So like they would say, happy first birthday, happy second birthday. It's the 100th.
Like the TH and the ST.
I hate it. When I see it, I'm like, God damn it, put the letters behind it. I just like, ugh.
Oh, shit.
It irritates me when people do that. I hate it. Like, what the
listen,
fuck?
If y'all listen at this podcast all the time, y'all know, listen. Kiki get irritated by every fucking thing.
Everything
irritates this girl.
Everything.
Okay, you know what mine is? What? My rando is, if I had sex with you, stop lying, bitch. I ain't had sex with you.
Can I be honest?
Look.
I don't remember having
Listen. I saw that meme and I said, bitch, this is my rando. Listen, no bullshit. If you listen at this and we had sex, don't you tell nobody I fucked you. Like, why the fuck you telling people? That's why I don't be fucking up.
But do people,
it's like,
I think, is it, do you think people really do that, be telling people they fuck?
Yeah, because listen, I'm going to tell you, it's the, we're going to talk about this when we get off. It's this one dude, that, and I brought it up because of him, because yeah. He hit me up the other day. And so, you know what I'm saying? He was the one, he had a crush on me in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, me and him had smash one time. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, the dude who I always, you know what I'm saying? So, this is so long ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And so, but he be trying to brag to all his other friends, like, man, you know what I'm saying? I fucked Charles. Like, it's, dude, don't do that! Nigga, you was a sneaky link. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He talking about right now? He telling people now?
Listen, I never forget. We gonna talk about when we get off here, okay. But I'm like, I said, God damn it, nigga, don't do that. That's off. That's why.
But maybe it was good to him. You got that good snap.
It was because,
snappy,
like I said, but you know what I'm saying? Because
snappy,
I was his
snappy
crush in high school, so
okay,
it's like,
yeah.
Now it's like, oh shit, I done got my crush from high school. You
yeah.
Know what I'm saying? So you know, I gotta tell people I fuck Charleston. Don't do that, sir. That's why we fucking nobody like that. Like,
tell y'all
don't do that. I didn't, nigga. I did not listen. Charleston had three people, and it was Tyrone, nigga. I'm not. So, nigga, don't you tell nobody I fuck you. Like, man, I
don't
fuck one of the city girls. No, you did not. No, I did not fuck you.
He fuck one of the city girls.
Yeah,
young Miami or JT.
Not silly.
Not the silly.
I'm
one.
Like, nah, don't do that. Don't you tell nobody. Like, no, don't do that.
Well, you just told everybody.
Huh? No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying. Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody.
I like niggas who, you know what I'm saying, who keep that shit real low.
After
don't
7 years,
nobody.
It fall off your coochie
it fall off.
Anyway.
So, you know, well, I'm back to
I'm
one.
Back to
you. I'm back to
my
one.
My number back to one. Okay, like a mug.
Okay, so what's your song of the week?
I was gonna pick up. Okay, so I don't know if y'all noticed, but Aaliyah's music is coming to all streaming platforms.
Yes,
and so they dropped the one in a Million album the other day. So I've been jamming that, but I'm not gonna go on her song because y'all. I could be wrong when I say this because rest in peace, Aaliyah. I think she's the prettiest girl in the world. I love the way she acts.
I know
she can't sing.
We know she can't sing.
And when I was listening to, her, I was like, oh, Aaliyah really can't sing, but I still love her songs. Anyway, sorry if y'all Aaliyah fan. I ain't trying to be funny.
They know she can't sing.
Okay, so I'm just gonna go with this new song by Robin Thicke. Have you heard it called Look Easy?
Mm-mm.
It's such a vibe, y'all. It's like one of them songs you play if you cleaning up or if you just sitting down or like if you have a netties or something and you at brunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song that they will play right then and there. But I'm going to say my song of the week because I have been jamming it. Look Easy by Robin Thicke.
Play it when we get out of here.
I will.
Okay, so my quote of the week is, don't trust everything you see. Because salt look like sugar.
It do.
Let me repeat that again. Don't trust everything you see because salt looks like sugar.
It
you know what I'm saying?
Sugar.
So a lot of times that we see, you know what I'm saying, certain stuff and we just go crazy thinking that is something totally different. Where it's like you saw probably, you know what I'm saying, the man over texting or something. So you just probably just went crazy. I'm just saying, you know, just something.
Bitch, you in my head.
You know. You know what I'm saying? So, again, like I said, don't trust everything that you see, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times it could be totally different than what it is. I always go, you know what I'm saying, by real facts. Because we can jump to conclusions on a lot of different stuff. So, again, don't trust everything that you see. You know what I'm saying? Trust the stuff that you feel and some facts.
That's right. So, you got anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank y'all again for tuning in. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. If you can, just go and screenshot this that you listen to us and tag us on social media. Tell your friends to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel, See the Girls Podcast. Go on Instagram and follow us at See the Girls Podcast. Facebook too. Email us at See the Girls Podcast at yahoo.com. Also, again, subscribe on Anchor, Spotify, and iTunes. Until we chop it up with y'all again.
Peace. We out. And Kiki finna go suck some dick.
I wish I would.
Ooh!
But I ain't.
Ah!